It's game day. The NBA's Atlanta Hawks are taking on the Chicago Bulls, and about a dozen teenage boys are crowded around a television set at St. Joseph's Villa on Dewey Avenue. They're part of a residential substance abuse treatment program.
It was like my mission in life was to get high.
Will is 16 and a former resident at St. Joseph's Villa. He and the other teens currently living here are part of a generation that is adept at using social media and electronic devices, things that come in handy when buying or selling drugs these days.
I'd get their numbers, text them, and I could get, like, you know, somebody drive to my house, drop me off drugs, drop me off a couple packs of cigarettes, a couple of blunts for the night, and I'd be set, I'd be happy. It felt awesome that I could just, like, you know, shoot a text and then have everything I wanted.
Some teens use code words to avoid legal trouble and parental suspicion.
Pizza would be like an ounce, half pizza, half ounce, quarter pound, quarter cheeseburger, double cheeseburger for a quarter pound whatever you want, quarter pound of weed.
Instead of smoking, I use chilling.
But 17-year-old Ben says a lot of his friends aren't that careful.
They don't even make an attempt to hide it. They'll have pictures on their Facebook of them standing there with blunts in their hand or bottles in their hand or something.
I had like 1,000 friends, and like over half of all of those were using people and just posted status after status about getting high and posting pictures.
That's Damien. The 17-year-old has been smoking marijuana and drinking since he was 14 and using the internet to support his habits.
Social networks, I mean, they were originally devised for, you know, college students. I mean, now the age has been, you know, pushed down to 13.
Dr. Jennifer Epstein is a professor at Cornell University's Weill Cornell Medical College in New York City. She's done research showing technology doesn't just make it easier to buy and sell drugs. It actually encourages young people to use drugs and alcohol more often.
They can learn about friends' use or even their perceived use through photos. There's ways to send out invitations to parties.
Despite this growing problem, the Rochester Police Department doesn't have a special unit cracking down on technology-related drug transactions.
A cyber task force itself would be a very expensive undertaking.
Dr. John Klofas is director for the Center for Public Safety Initiatives at Rochester Institute of Technology. He says dedicated task forces are rare, but what most departments across the country are doing is making the same technology teenagers use available to officers.
I think people aren't necessarily paying attention to the fact that as these tools develop, the use of those tools for all kind of purposes also develops. So the use of these tools develop for illegal purposes, and the use of these tools as investigative tools also develop at the same time.
That new Facebook friend might not be who you think he is, which is something these teenagers found out the hard way.
I just talked to some people on Facebook, talked to them about selling weed, then the principal found that out on their Facebook and then pretty much printed off all the messages and sent them to the cops. And that's how I got caught.
Lachey Agnew, WXXI News.